Welcome everybody to the 7K Pick Podcast. As you already know, this is the Fresh Take Network. I am not going to be doing it as energetic as Josh would. And as you can already tell, Josh is not here. Coach is not here this week, but we do got the new classic. Nick is in the building.
What's going on, Saturday? How you doing?
I'm good. I feel like this is one of those pods that our listeners have really been waiting for just because of how much shit we talk between the two of us. But if they actually know, like, when we hang out and we watch these games, it's even more funnier than it is on the pod.
Right. It's like, right. This is contained right here. This is contained out in the wild. It is
But
not contained.
when you give us 3 hours to watch, especially if we're at Josh's house, gives us 3 hours to watch all those games at the same time. The jokes that are flying are unstoppable.
Right. It's like you got six games on at a time. Josh has a wild setup. So we're talking like 18 hours of shit talking,
That
condensed into 3 hours.
is an absolute fact. But I feel like this is, like I said, this is one that the listeners have been waiting for. They've heard you and Josh together. They've heard me do a solo one. They've heard just me and Josh. But this one here has been the one that they have not got a chance to see. Anyone that knows me and Coach, we've already done a bunch of like the chat room pods and stuff together, so they already know how that is. But let's get into the week of football that it was. I will be completely honest that I did not get a chance to really get to watch any of the Sunday games except for the Falcon game at Sunday night. I did watch both Monday night games. I did watch the Thursday game, but I literally had, I DJed a pool party. Then I had a slow pitch game. And then when I was leaving the slow pitch game, a next team was like, "We're short players. Can anybody stay?" And I was like, "You know what? Let's fill up my time a little bit." So I stayed, and now they want me to be a sub on their team next year. So I was like, all right, we'll see what happens. As long as it's not the same day as my team, we're good.
Right. That's dope. That's good. You know what? And yeah, this week was it was fine. You know what I'm saying? Like the games were there was a man. There's a lot of unexpected shit this week. That was crazy. Like there was some wild outcomes this week.
Before we get into the games that happened last week, how'd you do in your fantasy? I'm not gonna lie to you. In the Fresh Take Network one, I lost by 0.96.
Oh man.
And it came down to the Monday night game, and it came down to he had Jaden Daniels.
Yep.
I had, what's the running back on Cincy again?
Moss or Brown?
Moss, Zach
Yeah.
Moss. And there were so many times in that game where I saw Burrow overlook Zach Moss when he was wide open, like 10 yards down, easily pick up the first down to like throw into triple or double coverage.
Yep. That was it. That was, yeah, that's terrible. That
Yeah, it
sounds
was a
awful.
heartbreak.
That sounds like a terrible way to lose.
It was a heartbreak. But how did you do in yours?
I'm in four leagues. I went 2-2.
Okay.
My dynasty was all right, even though I started Anthony Richardson, who we will get to it. I will not be starting in fantasy this week. He will be on my bench for the foreseeable future. We'll get to that. But I did have Jaden Daniels in this ESPN league that Josh created, and I waxed the other opponent. And I'm there's only two of us left at 3-0 in that league. But yeah, Jaden Daniels kind of saved my ass in that one.
Oh, he balled out
He was
that
so
game.
nice. He
He
was so
balled out.
nice. You know what? And it's even better because you know what? I love when like when a secondary player talks mad shit about a quarterback and the quarterback just lights him up. That's just like my favorite thing. You know what I'm saying? It's like you could talk all the smack about about the offensive scheme, about what's going on, like whatever, you know what I'm saying? But then when I light you up, that's amazing. I
Oh, you
love
gotta
to see
hold
it.
that. You have to hold that. There's
Gotta do
nothing
it.
you can say about that. And that's exactly what happened with that Monday night game.
Yep.
But let's talk about how your Colts did.
Oh my God, do we have to? What a we got, you know what? We won the game. We
Yes, you
won.
did.
We
Yes, you
won.
did.
We saw Caleb Williams chuck for almost 400 yards. He looked real good. The Colts looked sloppy. Thank God that Jason, Jonathan Taylor looks real good this year. He's looking like he did two, not necessarily 2, 3 years ago when he dominated the league, but like he looks good. Like he, I'm real happy with that. The defense is, kind of getting tore up, but not that bad. But we're just sloppy right now. We should have won that game, and I'm just glad we pulled that one out.
When I saw the score, I was very confused. Like I said, I didn't get a chance to watch the morning or the afternoon games, but I was keeping track of the score. And there's so many games that the morning already killed my parlay because of like how bad and how many upsets that there were that whole morning. Like the Giants against Cleveland, I was like, what is happening? Shout
And
out.
Cleveland scored 5 seconds into the game.
That's what I'm saying.
That's
And
crazy.
I am so happy that I drafted Neighbors
Yes.
in one of my leagues, because that guy, I have Neighbors. Actually, no, is that in the Fresh Take one? I think it might be in my Fresh Take one. And he might have to be my keeper
Yep.
going on, because if the quarterback play that they have at this point right now, and he's still putting up the numbers that he's putting up, once they get somebody that can actually throw the ball properly, it's going to be a problem.
He's making Daniel Jones look like kind of a quarterback. You know what I'm saying? Like he's making J Daniel Jones look like he can complete a pass. But he's it. I mean, he's getting all the targets. He's got like a 30 or 35% target share on that team right now, which is exactly what you need to do. But exactly what we said from the beginning. We knew this was going to happen with Neighbors. And it is coming to fruition for all of us who have him on fantasy teams, and it's really working out.
The only fear that there was, it was not about drafting Neighbors. It was, will the passes be accurate enough to get to him? And
Right.
he has made some crazy catches the past 2 weeks alone, which you would say like a skilled quarterback. And this is not a knock on Daniel Jones. Like anything, I think when people listen to podcasts at times, once we critique somebody, they're like, well, you couldn't do the same thing. Probably not. So I'm gonna, but if they had a more skilled quarterback, more accurate quarterback, the yardage that Neighbors would be putting up, because some of those passes were underthrown and Neighbors had to make crazy catches on, like if they were in the right spots, like he would have way more touchdowns at this point than he does. And it's just a genuine fact.
Yeah, I mean, even the touch one of the touchdowns he caught, it was like he made an unreal catch, but I'm like, that was a bad throw. You know what I'm
Yes.
saying? It's like he didn't need to make that catch. He didn't need to make it look like that. You know, it was just the way it was thrown.
It's 100% accurate. As far as my Falcons.
Bitten by the Chiefs, and I'm gonna say before I'll let you go on your rant. I'm sorry, I'm gonna cut you off here,
Go
but
ahead.
this is why I said the Chiefs will win the Super Bowl. This is why I said I don't know if they're gonna lose a game this year. This we're seeing it happen. This is why it's shit like this.
In full effect. And
Yes.
so we can, so everyone is going to be like, okay, Falcons got the ball back. They couldn't convert the fourth down, the turnover on downs at the end. But that possession beforehand definitely should have been a PI. That ball should have definitely been on the 1 yard line. And we definitely should have had four chances to try running it in or throwing it in. Obviously, at that point, when we got the ball back for the final possession, we weren't trying to throw because we already saw what was happening beforehand. And unfortunately, we couldn't pick up that the down. What I found interesting was that I saw a stat, and I need to fully confirm this, but I'm still going to put it out there and then I'll confirm it for next week.
Fact check later.
So since Mahomes has been in the league, there has been 22 interceptions that has been reversed. Brady in his whole career had 16. When
That's
you think about the years difference, That is insane if you think about it.
Yeah, no.
So,
No.
I am one thing I can definitely say is that Atlanta shows that show that we can play with any team, and we can play with any team even when the refs are on their side. So now we have a very tough task this week, which we'll get into later, but it is we as a Falcon fan, usually you don't have a lot of pride after a loss, but this is not one that you can hold your head on. Like, this is one that you have to be like, we see what the team is, we know what they can do. And that defense, Simmons came up again with a nice pick on Mahomes. And they did not put up a lot of points either. So our defense is still doing what our defense does. It's just our offense just needs to get a little bit more put together, and the play calls need to be a little bit better, but we can compete against any team in the whole NFL, I think, at this point right now.
Yeah, I think we're all just kind of on our heels waiting for this offense to start clicking. You know what I'm saying? Like, Bijan looks good when he gets the ball, but it's still kind of the same old, you know, it almost looked like last year's offense. I'm not going to lie to you. Some points when I was like, why are we running like that? Why are we calling that play? You know, it's like, no, you know, and Kirk is starting to look a little bit better, you know, a little bit better with his feet. You know, that was definitely an issue in week one. Week two looked a lot better. You know, this week, you know, kind of, you know, again with that Chiefs secondary and defense, it's like it's kind of hard to tell, but he was making some throws, you know, and he's making Mooney and now London looking like you know, some superstars in the making here. You know what I'm saying? It's like we're all waiting for Drake London too to kind of do his thing. And 2 weeks in a row he's done his thing. You know, he's had two good games and you know, Mooney back from the dead from the Chicago Bears, you know. It's like he's got a resurgence here.
Ray McLeod too.
Ray
Like,
Ray McCloud,
Ray-Ray
yes.
McCloud is one that I don't think people thought was going to make any real impact on this team, but he's coming in as a solid pickup for us.
Agreed.
All right, let's talk about a couple of these teams real quick. What did you think about the Denver game against Tampa Bay?
Okay, so Denver defense is nice. All right, so I'll start with Denver. So Denver defense is nice. Actually, okay, Bo Nix is kind of looking okay. He's running the
Yes.
ball all right. He's completing some passes. He looked bad week one. You know, he kind of looked bad week two, but he kind of looked like a real quarterback in the making week three. He started to complete some passes. He's looking kind of good. Tampa Bay is looking, I don't know. I don't know what they're looking like right now. You know, it's like they looked amazing the first 2 weeks, and then they looked terrible this week. You know, Rashad White looks washed. You know, Bucky Irving looks like he's gonna steal that job in 2 weeks. You know, Godwin's still doing his thing. He got his touchdown. You know, he got the one touchdown. He was the number one receiver going into last week. You know, got a touchdown. But man, that Bucks team that looked, you know, that your division looked a little rough this week.
Oh,
Other
we.
than one team, the surprise team, but the three teams that we all thought were the contenders. They looked rough this week, all three of them. Not including your Falcons. Your Falcons look good. They hung in there, but you know, New Orleans and Tampa Bay looked. Whoo,
They looked
whoo,
rough. But
they looked
speaking of my
rough.
division, Andy Dalton took over.
I said it. It was so funny because I was talking all sorts of shit as soon as it happened. I was talking about it on the 7K last week. You know, I picked the Carolina Panthers to win. I was talking all sorts of shit to Josh. You know what I'm saying? Because it was his Raiders. And Dalton looked amazing. He looked exactly like I thought he would. You know, it's like you get in there. And I said at the beginning of the year that receiving core is so nice that Carolina has. Deontay Johnson is good. Feeling I he might be washed, but he still gets the job done,
He's
you
like the
know.
Zach Ertz for Jaden
Right,
Daniels. He'll pick
you
up the
know,
plays when he needs it.
right. Leggett had a 24-yard touchdown, you know, for his first touchdown of his career. Like it's like, geez, Dalton is kind of what they needed in that, you know, just a this somebody that's chuck the ball and get it to the receivers. And that looked great. He also made Hubbard look like a superstar. You know what I'm saying? Like, they all had great games last week, and it was against the Raiders defense. Sorry, Josh, but you know, it's like the Raiders couldn't stop him. He's a 36-year-old man. What are we talking about here?
The older quarterbacks are playing crazy right now.
Dominating, dominating.
You have Darnold, you have Rodgers, who had probably his best game as a Jets
Easy.
against the Patriots, and that was one where people were kind of questioning because Patriots defense is Patriots defense, but Rodgers kind of made them look just like an average team. And then let's get into our ESPN type media bag with what is happening with the Cowboys.
Oh, we're gonna find out. We're gonna find out tomorrow. You know, if they can beat, if they can even beat the Giants, we're gonna find that out. But that team is that. I mean, that granted, they played an 0-2 Ravens that needed to win. Granted, I'll give them that. But the first 2 weeks, they look terrible. That run game's really getting to them. You know, I think that's it. Like, there, we knew that was gonna be a problem coming into the year. And I think it's really showing. They need to get a running back in there quick. CD didn't have a good game last week. You know, he was. It's yeah, they're looking bad right now, and their defense is getting crushed.
Their
You know,
run
everybody was
defense
talking
is
about their
horrible.
defense, right? Everybody's talking about their defense is so strong. They got Micah. They got, you know, it's like, but man, they're dropping. They got dropped 40 in the first 2 weeks, and then they, you know, got crushed last week by old man Derrick Henry killing them.
And then this week they have Singletary to deal with. Like
Right.
that's not an easy ch challenge right there.
Nope. And Malik.
Yeah, it's gonna be very interesting to see with that one there. Maybe if their owner wasn't, I won't finish my sentence, but if you guys saw the Jamie Foxx video, then you know what I'm talking about. Maybe his attention's in the wrong places. And Malik Willis for Green Bay right now, the revenge game against the Titans. Man, they say Jordan Love may be able to play either week 4 or week 5. I think if Malik Willis continues playing the way how he's playing, you kind of let Jordan Love sit for a little bit, make sure he's a little bit more healthier to come back because you know exactly what type of player he is. And he likes to move around in the pocket a lot. And he has a leg injury. So let's just take it easy. Just relax. And if Malik Willis has already overcome what we thought he was going to do in 2 weeks, just allow him.
Right. He's 2-0. I think if he was 0-2, I think you'd see potentially see Love this week. You know, but I he's playing good. He's playing good football. You know, it's very, very serviceable football and winning games. You know, he's doing what he needs to do. He looks, you know, he looks so different than he did with the Titans. You know, we all saw what happened. He looked terrible, you know, and he didn't look good at all. And but you know, he's singing praises for that coaching staff and, you know, give him the opportunity and this and that. And he's really taken to, you know, the playbook and everything like that. Like everything he's saying, it's like, yeah, you can see it on the field, you know. And in Tennessee, he was also a rookie, kind of thrown into the job, you know. So it was like, you know, it's different when you're a rookie getting thrown in to you know, he's now a third year veteran that he's understanding the game a little bit more. He's with a coaching staff that he doesn't need to. You know, he knows his role on that team, you know, and he's just playing good football.
And to be honest, if he can show that, if he can continue to show that he can do this, a lot of backup quarterbacks have had a very long career. That does not mean any, that's not a bad thing. He can definitely be in Green Bay for a while. There's other teams that might, a Miami, especially if they don't know what's happening with Tua, like you could see him going over there. Like there's so many different opportunities, and there's nothing wrong with being a backup quarterback because you can have a way longer career and you just continue to get paid.
Right. And you look at it, if he's gonna be in that kind of tier of backups, like the Flacco, the Winston, the Dalton tier. I mean, that's a pretty good tier to go in. And I kind of want to see all those guys start a game. You know what I'm saying? Like if he turns into that and just pulls out a couple wins when he needs to, he's not gonna throw like those other three, but if he can pull out some wins like those other guys do, then I think that I think you're absolutely right. He could have a very long career as a serviceable, very serviceable backup.
Yeah, we've seen so many backup quarterbacks, and sometimes we look on for the longest times when we were looking at Kansas City, and we're like, "Who are their backup?" And he's been on the he was on the team for like 5 years. Like it's just a good situation. Like you can't go wrong. But going over all of week three, who do you have like three winners and three losers, or do you have a big winner and a big loser?
Well, I got a winner and a loser from the same game. The Vikings are a huge winner. They kept rolling. Darnold kept rolling. That team is good right now. And Aaron Jones, I think, looked good for the first time this year. He looked really, really good against the Houston Texans, and they looked terrible. Right? I thought the Vikings defense would be good, not this good. Like they contained Stroud. Stroud didn't do anything. He couldn't get anything going. And with that high-powered offense and even that defense, dropping 34 on that defense that we all thought was going to be so good, it's like, the Vikings might be for real. I don't want to get ahead of myself because I still don't believe in Darnold, even after 3 weeks of doing this. I don't want to believe in Darnold, but I'm like, if he does it week four, he might sway me a little bit.
Might have to change your mind.
Right.
For me, because I only watch four games, my winner is Jaden Daniels,
Yes.
and my loser, to be honest with you, is the Cincinnati Bengals.
Oof, yes.
It is, you have to be completely honest. And I saw this one thing where Shannon Sharp, I was watching First Take, and I don't really watch First Take very often, but I was watching it after because the headline on YouTube was crazy. And it was like Marcus Spears and Stephen A goes off on Shannon Sharp. So I had to see what it was about. Like that
Right, of
headline says
course.
it. And Shannon Sharp said that even though when you look at the stats at Joe Burrow, you can't say that you could, even though it looks good, it was not good enough. He was like, there were so many times where they were in the red zone and they had to kick field goals. You're kicking field goals, and Jaden Daniels is coming down there getting touchdowns. And I completely agreed with him. Completely agreed with him. This new Joe Burrow, I don't know what's going on, but it is not, and that Cincy defense is not good.
No,
Not
no,
good.
no.
So, my winner for sure is Jaden Daniels, because people would have thought he was going to be a bust, and this might end up being the exact same thing that happened last year. And Shannon Sharp said the exact same thing, where it was the number two quarterback is playing way better than the number one quarterback.
I mean, we'll see. Caleb had a game this week. He had a game.
He had a game, but that team has, they invested way
Right.
more into that team than they did
Yes.
Washington.
Yes.
And to me, Washington's offense just looked way better. Washington team still looked way better than Chicago. Let's get into it.
I want to give one more shout out
Go
to
ahead.
a winner. And I've been a Josh Allen truther for a long time. And, he threw four touchdown passes last week and he still looks like the number 1.1 player in football right now.
He's been going crazy. I gotta talk to Josh about this, but my friend wants to come on the podcast. She loves football, she loves fantasy, and her team is the Bills. So she's ready to
I'm in.
talk. She's
I'm
ready to
in.
talk her shit.
That's good. I, you know what? You know, I've been having Josh Allen's back for a long
It's a
time.
fact. It's a fact.
You know, through all the interceptions, through all the bullshit, I'm like, nope, Josh Allen, he wins games. He's one of the best. And this year, he's real. That Bills team is kind of untouchable to start the year right now.
You know what the scary thing about the Bills team, which I think was a thing that, like myself, I overlooked? It's so much different when you don't have a number one wideout. Because then you can't really focus on the double team. And that is what the Bills has been taking full advantage of, because Kincaid's been stepping up, Dawson Knox have been stepping up, Shakir,
Shakir.
Coleman, like James Cook, even if he doesn't have a really good game, like he's still making the impact plays that you need. And then Josh Allen, this has been the one year where it felt like he didn't have to force, because he didn't feel like he was forcing it to the number one pick. I
Right.
mean, to the number one wideout.
Yeah.
And that's kind of freed up his game.
Right. And I talked about it last week on the pod too. And we said, everybody said the beginning of the year, even the end of last year, the off season, how picked apart, tore up this defense was. And now they have back-to-back weeks where they gave up 10 points.
Yeah.
You know, and Dolphins still had Tua, you know, and they still gave up 10 points. You know, sure it was Jacksonville, and we'll get on to Jacksonville too, let's be real. But
Yeah.
you know, but they still gave up 10 points. You know, this defense is kind of good, like kind of scary good.
They are definitely. And Hamlin, shout out to him for getting his first
Yep.
career INT. That's a big moment, regardless of anything. Like we said,
Yes.
he's probably a forever Bill. And he was on Pat McAfee and he was talking about it, and he was like, he still shouted out like Poirier and all
Yep.
of them. So
Yep.
for constantly just still having his back. So shout out to Hamlin, and honestly, glad to see you playing football.
Straight up,
Because
you know,
this
I'm playing
time,
good football.
yeah, this time, was it last year or 2 years ago?
2 years ago.
2 years ago. This time 2 years ago, it was a whole nother story we were talking about. So
Yep, exactly.
let's get into this week of football then. And it starts off with our game on Thursday, which is Dallas going to the Giants. And Dallas is a 6-point favorite. Who do you got?
All right, so and it's wild. The Giants and Dallas with a 6 point spread, and the total is 45.5.
Yeah.
That's crazy that the Giants, they're predicting them to get 20 points again. That's crazy. But I do think that Dallas has to win this game. I do think that Dak and CeeDee are going to show up. I have a feeling you might see a Zeke touchdown squeeze in there. I think that Dallas is going to win this game. I think they are going to cover as well.
I agree with you, because I think Dallas definitely needs this win, especially with the money that they just paid out. You cannot go to the Giants and lose that game. You can lose to the Ravens, that's one thing. But losing to the Giants, you can't. So I'm going to choose Dallas as well. So we got Sunday games. So we'll kick it off with Saints going to the Falcons. This is a rivalry game. This is a very interesting game, because Saints came off of a interesting loss, I will say. And then Falcons came off of a we talked about the loss, but I don't know if I would call it interesting, or like what I would necessarily, we'll just say they came off of a loss, because
Yeah.
don't know how to really categorize that one. Falcons are favored by 2.5. I am going to choose the Falcons on this one here. I think both teams' defense have been playing pretty well all season. Some of the Saints' wins, especially against the Cowboys, were heavy off of turnovers. Falcons haven't really been turning over the ball. so you can't really capitalize on that. So I'm gonna go with the Falcons to cover the spread of 2.5. Who do you got?
Yeah, Falcons as well. So all right. So I don't know if you saw the stats of the Eagles New Orleans game. Okay, so tight end Dallas Goedert, 10 receptions for 170 yards.
Oh man,
Saquon Barkley, 17 carries for 147 yards.
beautiful.
So if Kyle Pitts can repeat that Dallas Goedert performance, because I think he is a better tight end than Dallas Goedert, and Bijan can come even close to what Saquon did, I think that New Orleans is going to be in for a real long day again. I also think Derek Carr kind of looked like Derek Carr last week. You know, not this charade we've been seeing the first 2 weeks of Derek Carr. I think, and Kamara kind of looked like Kamara too. Let's be real. They kind of look like exactly what we thought they were going to be last week. And I think that's going to continue this week. I'm going Falcons.
I'll add this in. I know you said Bijan. I think this might be the game where Algier has a
Better
has.
not. I got too much Bijan in fantasy. Better not.
No, I'm saying Bijan is going to get majority of the carries,
Yeah.
but I can see these ones where Algier goes in for the like a third down one
Yeah.
and picking up like 10, 15 yards per play. Because
Yeah.
when he really gets going, because I don't think people remember his rookie season.
Oh no, he's good. He had 1,000 yards his rookie
He
year.
had 1,000 yards his rookie year. And that was even after being the third running back on that team at that point. Because we had Cordell. And then we had Algier wasn't second. He moved up to second after a while. Then he ended up being first. But it was Patterson and I can't remember who before him. But he was third because he was just a rookie. And
Right.
he bullied his way into moving up on the depth chart. Next up, we got Pittsburgh Steelers against the Colts. Steelers are favored by 1.5 points. Nick, I'm gonna let you start this one off.
I have a sneaking feeling that the Colts might lose this game. I have a sneaking suspicion that this Pittsburgh defense is so good that they will carry them to 4-0. I have a sneaking suspicion that the Caleb Williams damn near 400 yards last week. I think Fields can get like 220, rush for another 70. I think we might see an actual Fields game this year where he pulls off some designed runs, which I would love to see. And Calvin Austin for the Steelers got 91 yards last week, and he looks like a real number two receiver. So we were kind of wondering who's going to be the number two for the Steelers. That offense is starting to round out. The Colts, man, Anthony Richardson, god dang, man, this guy is probably the most frustrating player in football right now, and it's hard being a Colts fan right now. I ain't gonna lie to you.
It really sucks because we know what the upside Richardson is, but Richardson also needs to work on his accuracy.
Yes.
Like he has a lot of weapons around him, and you would think that after the season with Minshew, you just need a little bit better of a quarterback play. And he is a way better runner, but his accuracy is just not there.
And they're not
Pitt.
giving him designed runs. They're not
No.
giving him, they're not making these runs. That's what made him so dangerous last year in the two and a half games he played. But they haven't schemed him up for anything this year. And I don't understand why.
And he put on weight for the run. That was
Right.
the thing that he worked on in the offseason. Oh man, this one here is kind of a tricky one because I do see Steelers play really well at this point right now with Justin Fields. I don't know if we would say the same thing if Mr. Unlimited was here.
Unlimited.
But with Fields, it always felt like the team was going to be a little bit more dangerous if they put Fields in. And I think we talked about this in the preview, season preview,
Previews. Yep.
where it was Fields is seems way more dangerous than putting in Russ.
Yeah.
I am gonna actually go with the Colts
Woof, my man.
for this one here. And the only reason why I'm gonna go with the Colts is I feel like Zaire, Buckner, all of them are feel embarrassed from last week. And I don't think, and your defense is really good when they actually play. And last week, watching quick highlights, it did not look like they played there. And I need Pittman to have a big game this week. So I'm gonna go with the Colts for this one.
I appreciate you. I'm going to tell that. I don't have the faith that you do, but I appreciate you and I really hope you're right.
Also, I really hate 1.5 games because those are just straight
Yes.
pick-ems. Honestly, you should just make them a pick-em.
Yep.
So, next up, we got another rivalry game, which is Minnesota Vikings going to Green Bay, going to Wisconsin. And Green Bay are favored by 2.5 points. I'll start this one off. I'm going to go with Minnesota. Just because that defense, I don't think Malik Willis has faced a defense like that. Titans, defensive line is pretty good, but the way how Minnesota has been playing with their defense, with their defense all around, has been crazy. And Jefferson is back in his bag at this point right now. And Aaron Jones, this is a revenge game for Aaron Jones. Give me Minnesota.
Yep, I'll agree with that 100%. I think that the Minnesota's just they're just everything's just firing right now. You know what I'm saying? They look like that team, and there's usually a surprise team every year. You know that coming out of that. We were talking about the really good teams and the really bad teams. You know what I'm saying? And then there's a whole bunch in the middle, and they're coming. There was that they were in that middle, and they're coming out on top right now. They're starting to rise to the top, which is interesting to see. I also think this line is disrespectful. I think there's two disrespectful lines this week, and I think this is one of them.
This
I
is
don't know
definitely
why,
one.
right? I don't know why a 3-0 team is not favored. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I
I
think it's
get they're
history.
away. I get it. But I mean, if you're going Darnold versus Willis, the way Darnold's playing right now,
Yeah,
right.
you gotta give it to Minnesota at that point.
100%.
Even make it a pick'em for this one.
Sure.
Yeah. If you didn't want to favor Minnesota, make it a pick'em.
Yep. Yeah, this is an easy Minnesota. Yeah.
Another game that you might be focused on, because it's a division game for you, Jacksonville are traveling to Houston. And Houston is favored by 6.5 points. I'll let you start this one off.
Jacksonville looks so bad. Trevor Lawrence looks bad. You know what I'm saying? It's like I'll give him the benefit of the doubt the first couple of weeks. I'm like, all right, you know what? New team going on, new offense. Let's see what's going on. And then it's like, man, he's still not getting it. And he got 10 points last week, and he looked bad. You know, and
Yes.
yeah, they scored 10 points last week. And the Texans got embarrassed by Minnesota. You know what I'm saying? They got 7 points last week. So at home, I think that you're going to see the Texans. 6.5, yeah, that they'll win by that.
I completely agree because I think that we got to start putting, really start having a conversation about Trevor Lawrence. And I know people don't want to have that conversation, but it's about time. Like, even last season when they beat the Falcons, the one thing I said when we came in was Ritter threw a lot of turnovers to that defense. It was not Trevor Lawrence beat us. It was that defense created interceptions, created fumbles, and Trevor Lawrence got to reap the benefits of that. But he's not been playing good at all.
No. What is he like 2-9 now in his last 10 or something, or 2-9 his last 11 or something like that? It's
From
bad.
what I think I saw something, and it was, and I need to make sure it was Jacksonville, but there was a team that there was one that said, why hasn't he won since Thanksgiving
Oh,
last?
God dang.
So I'm gonna look this up while we're doing this, and then we'll
Oh.
talk about the next game while I look this up. But
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I saw something where it was like he has not won since Thanksgiving last season.
Dang, and he's still not gonna win. That's so bad. I mean, now I just feel bad for
Maybe it's just a what you call an
him.
annual thing
Man.
for
So if they're playing on Thanksgiving, we should pick the Jags, is what you're saying.
we gotta choose them. We gotta choose them. Let's see. I'm looking at the reference. Okay, their last win was Christmas Eve. I mean, not Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
And that was
Okay.
against the Panthers.
Of course it was.
But before that, their last win was against the Texans, and that was November 26th.
So Black, like Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I thought the Jags were going to be good this year. I'm not going to lie to you. I thought they were going to make a run at that division. They look terrible. That defense looks cooked. Like it's like they look bad.
They don't look good at all.
No.
Next game, we got the Rams going to Chicago. Chicago is favored by 3 points. I'm gonna say this real simple. If Caleb can do what he did last week, Chicago should not have a problem winning this game, so I'm choosing Chicago.
I don't know, the Rams beat San Francisco last week. I don't know.
San Fran has not been San Fran is not
Nope.
the same when they don't have all
Nope.
their weapons.
Nope. They are not, but I'm just saying they beat them. That's something. But no, this is the Bears are going to win this game. I think Caleb looked, he didn't look comfortable, but when he did, he looked real good. You know, he had two deep shots to Rome. And that connection we've been waiting for all year, and it looked exactly as you wanted it to look. You know what I'm saying? It looked exactly how you wanted it. That run game is going to be interesting to watch. I'm going to be watching that game. I'm going to be watching the run game for the Bears because I don't think Swift. I think Swift is cooked. I think he's done. You know, I'm going to look at Roschon Johnson. I'm looking at Herbert. You know, they Roschon looks good. You know, he's catching balls and he's fast. I don't think Swift gets out of this game with his job.
I could see Swift being traded.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I could see Swift being traded because they're relying a lot more on Herbert, and Swift has not, like you said, Swift has not looked good all season.
We have a lot of Dallas ownership and ma management listen to this pod. Go get Swift and get him on them Cowboys.
Yeah, you need something because that what you have right now is nothing. Just
It.
to be honest. Next game, we got Philly. We got the Eagles going to Tampa Bay. And this game, Eagles are favored by 2 points. Nick, who you got?
All right, so this is based on the current news as of right now. I'm going with the Bucks because the Eagles without AJ Brown or DeVonta Smith, Jalen Hurts has Jahan Dotson and Goddard as his receiving core. So currently, as of right now, with DeVonta Smith still in the concussion protocol, I am going to pick the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh my gosh. Now that you said that,
Right? There's a new little wrinkle in there, you know?
in order for Eagles to cover this, Barkley needs a 200-yard game, and that is rushing and catching. Like,
Yes.
also, I don't. Mike Evans is questionable.
Okay. But they still got a top two wide
They
receiver
st
in football this season.
yeah, they still have Godwin. This is a tough one. I'm not gonna lie to you.
This
I'm
is a
not.
lot tougher without those two in it, without AJ
It's
Brown and Smith.
yeah. But then you,
Yep.
but I also think like not having Mike Evans is such a huge loss for the Tampa Bay. Like, I don't,
Yep.
like, it's not the same as missing those two, but at least you could still be like, they still have Saquon. Like, that
Right.
is,
Whose defense is better?
well, CJ's back now.
Okay.
Okay, I'm gonna go, just because we've agreed on so many, I'm gonna go with the Eagles.
Okay. That's fair. Yes, I like it.
But I am absolutely 100% not confident in my choice. It is just we've agreed too much on these ones. Next up, we got Cincy. We got the Bengals going to Carolina with Andy Dalton's Panthers. Bengals are favored by 4. I am choosing the Panthers. Coming off of a short week, one. And their defense is not good. So give me the Panthers. As rough as that is to say, give me the Panthers to cover the spread. Nick, who you got?
So the question is, are the Bengals going to go 0-4? Is this a Cowboys situation? The Bengals have to win this game. T. Higgins is back. He dropped some balls. He looked a little rusty. He dropped two in the end zone last week. If he catches those, it's a different story in Washington. Burrow played a great game. Man, that defense looks so bad, and Dalton just had that offense humming. Man, Thielen's on the IR. That might hurt. You're going to see more Leggett, and Deontay's still so good. Man, this is a lot tougher than it should be.
That's what I'm saying.
Man, shit. I'll go. All right, I'll pick the Bengals to cover because I don't think they're going to go 0-4. But I do think Andy Dalton's going to chuck for another 303.
Okay. Once again, some of these games are hard to choose with
Man,
against the spread.
it's crazy.
Next up, we got the Denver Broncos traveling to New Jersey for the New York Jets. Jets are favored by 7.5. The over under is 39.5, just so you know.
Yes.
I'm going to choose the Jets on this one here. I just think Rodgers looked the most comfortable that he did in the Jets jersey. Obviously, that's kind of hard to say because it was four plays and then three games, but it looked the most comfortable that he did. And when he really starts throwing the ball like that, his accuracy is too good. And Denver has a really good defense, but Rodgers has been in the league for so long that he can kind of knows what to call. At that point, the audibles are going to be insane this game. So I'm going to choose the Jets to cover the spread.
Okay, I like it. I'm gonna pick them as well. Even though the Broncos did start showing some signs of being a football team this year, which is good. The Jets are gonna be interesting to watch. I think with the emergence of Braylon Allen eating into Breece Hall's workload, I think we're gonna see more. I kind of talked about it with Josh this weekend. I think what they're doing is smart because Breece is still, they don't want to wear him out. You know what I'm saying? And they have a serviceable rookie running back who's, Breece is still getting 22 touches a game. That's still a lot of work. It's just Braylon Allen's making the most of that. I think you're gonna see Garrett Wilson have a real tough time with Sertan. I don't think Garrett Wilson's going to have a good game at all. Having said that, My offensive breakout player of the week is going to be Mike Williams, that everybody forgot about being on the Jets, and he looked kind of good last week. With Rodgers throwing to him, he missed a touchdown in the end zone, barely. Like he kind of looked like Mike Williams of past. I think he might have a game because I think that Broncos secondary, other than Sertan, is kind of not good.
It was a good thrown ball that he missed. It was better defensive play on that one there.
Right.
My breakout player for this game is Conklin. I
Oh,
think they're gonna, I think you're gonna see a lot more Conklin in this one. And I think now that he realized that he could connect with him like he did in the New England game, you're gonna start seeing a little more tight end throws too. And Conklin does find a way to get open all the time.
He had one game last year that really just drove me nuts. You know, it's like I needed Garrett Wilson to have a good game or something. He came out with like 100 catch or 100 yards on like 10 catches. I was like, who is this guy? Give the ball to Garrett Wilson, man.
The
Forget this Ty Conklin, dude.
funny thing is, I picked him up that week, and
Of course you
I
did.
was like, thank God, because he sat on waivers for the longest,
Forever.
and I picked him up, and that week he had the breakout, and then after that he did nothing for me. But
Right.
that was also, we know who the quarterback was then.
Right. Who might be the quarterback for Miami? Who knows? You know, we'll see. But I actually got to make that. I got two leagues. I got Trey McBride potentially concussed, and Sam Laporta. We'll see if he plays. So you might see Conklin on two of my teams this week.
Nice. You can't go wrong with that.
Let's hope not.
And speaking of McBride, let's talk about the team that he plays for.
Yes.
We got the so we're going into the afternoon games now. We got the Commanders on a short week going into Arizona to face the Cardinals. Cardinals are favored by 3.5.
Did you see this over under? This is off. This is game of the week right here.
Over under for those that have not seen it is 50.5.
Yes,
Points.
let's go.
I am going to choose Commanders to cover the
Yes,
spread.
yes.
And one thing is, I think Marvin Harrison Jr. will have a really good game. But I think Jaden, at this point right now, has finally figured out his confidence level. He did not make a lot of mistakes in that Cincy game. He finally connected with Scary Terry.
That was
And,
great. That was a beautiful touchdown, too.
oh, yeah.
That
And
was
even
beautiful.
the one that he didn't end up getting a touchdown on, but it was
Yep.
the deep ball.
Yes.
And then you have Brian Robinson Jr. playing like his best football at this point right now, too. Austin Eckler has been putting up the yards that he needs to put up when he's in. I just think the Commanders are a little bit of a better team than Cardinals at this point right now, so I'm choosing the Commanders.
Okay, I like it. I do. I think. Oh man! So the Cardinals got beat up last week by the Lions. The run game was so good. Daniels, Brian Robinson. Yeah, man, I like the Cardinals this year though a lot. But man, those Commanders look so good. I'll go with the Cardinals to mix it up. But I think this is going to be a great game to watch. You know what? It's honestly, it's like, oh, sure, I'll pick the Cardinals, but it's like if the Commanders win, I'm not even going to be mad about it. I think this game's just going to be an awesome watch. I think it's going to be super fun. I think the line is exactly where it needs to be. I think it's going to be the highest scoring game of the week. You know, I think this game is just going to be, this is going to be a ton of fun with Kyler and then Jaden Daniels kind of like in that Kyler mold. You know what I'm saying? When Kyler first entered the league, it's like, you know, when Kyler rushed for 700 yards and chucked for damn near 4,000, you know what I'm saying? It's like Jaden Daniels is on that kind of pace, and this is a good game. I like this one.
I'm gonna be playing my game at this time, but I will probably still have this game. I'll be
Yeah.
watching the score on this game at this time.
Yeah.
Next up, we got the Patriots traveling to San Fran. And the spread is 10 points for the 49ers. Who you got?
Man, Patriots just look so bad. They started. You think May's going to start this game? Do we know if May's starting? Have we heard anything at all? I haven't even looked. I'm not even going to lie. I haven't even looked if May's starting.
I'll look into this while you discuss the game.
If May starts, I think he played. He looked kind of comfortable. And I think Brissett's. You were absolutely right about Brissett keeping his job kind of from a week to week, but he looked terrible last week. And so it might be May time. I'd like to see him start. 10 is such a big number with this beat up 49ers team, man. You got Ayuk, Mason, but you don't have Kittle or Debo or McCaffrey. I think the 49ers at home still pull it out. Just that 10 spread is huge, man. I'll pick the 49ers, and I'll also pick them to cover. Shit.
I'm going to choose New England to cover the spread, but San Fran to
Fair.
win.
Yeah, fair.
Also, because earlier they were saying that Brock was going to be day to day.
God dang. Really?
There was a
He's
report
hurt
earlier
too.
today that Brock's back won't keep him from practicing, but he had a back injury. So don't know exactly the full extent of everything, but it's either going to be if San Fran's going to win, I think it's based off of their defense giving them short field opportunities. But I said at the start of the season, I'll say it again, Bissett is playing week to week. They already announced that Drake May is going to be starting next season. So I looking around for news, I didn't see anything that says
This
that
week.
Bissett wouldn't be playing. The most I saw was Patriots lose their third spot in the NFL waiver claim order. So
Sick.
yeah. And that they're
Okay.
signing a rookie wide out.
Even better.
They're signing John Giles, who was on the Giants practice squad. So that really doesn't really change anything. It's
Nope.
just,
Nothing at all.
I just think 10 is such a 10, 10 and a half is such a
That's
high
so
number.
big. Yeah, that worries me a little.
Yeah.
Yep.
Next up, we got Cleveland traveling to Las Vegas to face the Raiders. Raiders are favored by 2 points. I'm going to choose the Cleveland Browns on this game here. I think it's a battle of pretty good defense, like really good defensive lines. But both quarterback plays have been horrible. It's kind of rolling the dice on which quarterback you think is going to do better. I don't believe in the nasty man at all. But I just think Cleveland's all-around defense is a little bit better than Vegas, so I will choose Cleveland for the plus two. Who you got?
So, Cleveland lost to the Giants. The Raiders lost to Carolina.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like,
It's so bad. This game is 36 and a half spread. Of course, this is like the lowest of the week, as it should be.
I'm literally saying we could have literally turned five of these games to pick'em games. This is definitely one that should have been a pick'em game.
Oh man, I really want to say this is a Raiders game that I also don't know if Myles Garrett's practicing yet. He was kind of hurt. So I think that might make a difference.
I will look into that right now while you make your decision.
I don't believe in Nasty Man at all, but I also don't believe in Gardner. He got pulled for AOC last week, and that ain't a good sign.
Listed as day to day.
Yeah, that means he's gonna play. I'll go with Cleveland. Sure. I think that's the smarter pick. is the Cleveland pick. I wouldn't be surprised if the Raiders win this game, but I'll go with Cleveland.
Yeah, it's such a.
Right? Yeah.
We just honestly, like, for the listeners of the 7K Pick podcast, we just gotta be honest. Like, a lot of these games are pick'em games. Like,
Yeah.
there should not be a point spread on this.
No.
Next up, we got the Chiefs traveling to LA to face the Chargers. Chiefs are favored by 7.5 points. I'm pretty sure Justin Herbert's out.
Yeah, I heard he might not be. Yeah, I heard that too.
I'm just looking up that news right now. They said he's progressing after his ankle injury.
Determined not to miss the Chargers Chiefs.
And on that note, I'm choosing the Chiefs.
If Easton Stick was starting, you'd pick the Chargers.
No, I was going to choose the Chiefs regardless, but it's when you're playing with 12 mans on the field
Yes.
and Chargers really just likes to run the ball and
Yes.
you can't knock Casey's defensive line. So I'm going to choose the Chiefs to cover the spread.
I agree because, again, as I stated earlier, and on previous pods, find me a team that's going to lose to the Chiefs or would beat the Chiefs. You know what I'm saying? With the way that the NFL is going right now, find me a team that's going to beat them. And it ain't the Chargers. However, I will say this might be a Travis Kelce game. I have a feeling that all the Kelce hate is going to go away this game. I think the Chargers will actually cover Rice like everybody kind of should be doing. I think the Chargers might actually do it and leave Kelce one-on-one. And I think Kelce's gonna have a game.
It's very interesting because he has not been used at all this
He's
season, pretty
looked
much.
terrible. He's got 69 yards this year in
Yeah.
three games.
It's been insane when you think about it that way. But you might be right, especially they gotta find a way to keep promoting this Hallmark movie that's about to come out. So
Yes.
let's not forget about why they play this game. Next up, we got for the Sunday night football game, we got the Bills versus the Ravens. Ravens are favored by 2.5 points. Nick, who you got?
I talked about the Minnesota game being a disrespectful line of a 3-0 team being the underdog by 2.5 points. This is the other one. I think the Bills are too good. I think Josh Allen is playing exactly the football he needs to play. And I think the Bills defense we talked about earlier is so nice right now. I think the Ravens, they had a good game against Dallas. They played great. Derrick Henry played great. But I think they're still a 1-2 team, and I think they're still rattled from the first 2 weeks. And I think Buffalo's gonna go, they're gonna go 4-0. Let's go,
I agree with you. I choose the Bills on this game here. I think that the Ravens defense has not looked like the Ravens defense are supposed to be. And if ETN couldn't do anything last week, Derrick Henry obviously is different, but that just shows the defense that the Buffalo Bills are playing with at this point right now. And even at the end, Dallas almost came back to win the game. So, and Buffalo has been playing with house money lately because they've been getting up early and just chilling. So, we saw Mitch this last game.
What's
So,
up, Mitch?
that's how disrespectful they were to the Jags. So, I'm gonna choose the Bills to cover the spread on this one. We have two Monday night football games. So we start off with Tennessee Titans going to Miami. Miami is favored by 1 point. Once again, another game that should be a pick'em. I'll make mine quick because I don't think we need a long t amount of time to talk about this game. I'm going with Tennessee Titans just because I think that if there's one thing that I need to continue to see is Will Levis's pictures of and I
Every
think,
game, every
yeah,
game.
keep the streak alive, but I feel like they might pull this one out because Thompson is not it. So give me Tennessee to cover the spread.
No, and like, and he's making the top receiver duo in football look like, amateurs. Like, it's just so bad. Tyreek had what, 40 yards last week, and Waddle had like 30. It's just like, these guys, man, it's just awful, the
It's
football they're
sad to
playing right
see.
now.
It's
Yeah, it
sad to
is.
see.
It is. And their defense ain't no good either,
Yeah.
and that's the other thing too. Miami defense, we knew their defense wasn't any good coming in, but they could throw for 30 points, and that's how they would win games. And now they ain't got no offense. So I'm picking the Titans too.
All right. And then we got the final game of the week, which is Seattle Seahawks traveling to Detroit to face the Lions. Lions are favored by 3.5 points. I'll do my pick real quick. I'm choosing Detroit on this one here. As much as it hurts because I need Geno to have a good game, but I do think Detroit just feels so much more comfortable at home. And Dan Campbell is very upset that his address got leaked and he had to move. So I'm choosing Detroit to cover the spread on this one.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Detroit as well. They're playing interesting football because Goff's not looking that great. Say Brown ain't looking that great, but their run game looks amazing. Both of them, Monty and Gibbs, they look amazing. Whereas the Seahawks, Geno looks kind of good this year, and DK looks kind of good, and DK hasn't even gotten an end zone target yet. He's gotten touchdowns, but not an end zone target yet. I wouldn't be surprised if the Seahawks pulled this one out. But I am picking the Lions to win this game.
Yeah, there's like we said earlier, there's so many games that should be pick-ems on this one. There shouldn't even be a line. This one is obviously different because this could go either way. And they both have pieces to them that have been playing really well and pieces that have not been playing well at all. I will let everybody know. So we always talk about our tickets. So I literally made a ticket with every pick that I made today. Just for, and I put $2.45 on it. The payout is
Yes.
$71,753.
Let's go.
So
I hope you get this week. Let's go.
if I get this week, I will say this 7K trip on me.
Let's do
Let's do
it.
it.
Let's do it.
Any final
7K
thoughts?
pick to Atlanta. Yeah, 7K pick to
No,
Atlanta. Let's do
we gotta go to on an actual vacation. You know what I mean?
it.
Actual vacation.
Okay. Not Atlanta.
Atlanta will be a trip that I need to go on my own,
Okay.
but because I ain't paying for the tickets for the games and everything, I'll just pay. It'll be
Right.
all inclusive on me.
Hell yeah.
Any final thoughts on the game?
Yeah, you know what? This year has been like, through 3 weeks, it's the most unpredictable football I've ever
Yes.
seen.
Yes.
There's no, like me and Josh did the pod last week, and we were picking teams and we're like, oh, this is an easy win. This is an easy win. This is an easy win. And it's like nothing is turning out the way it should. It's crazy this year. And so it's hard to pick this year. It's like you got to think a little bit differently. And there's a lot more factors this year. The offenses are different, the defenses are different. Just the coaching is different. It's just a different game right now. I'm still trying to figure it out. I will figure it out. But it's a different game than we saw last year. And there's pieces to the new systems that these teams are putting into play that are much, much different than we've seen in the past. And I'll figure it out.
I think what also really hurt everything was that first 2 weeks, there were so many injuries.
Yeah.
It has been an insane year for injuries. It has been an insane year for day to days and out for the seasons. And like, even for the Falcons, like the center is out now. Like, it just feels so different this year. And you're absolutely correct. And once again, Germany, we are sorry that this is the game that you're going to be getting later on in the year. But this is just kind of how the season is playing out. It's might be the worst year for parlays, to tell you the truth. Like, if you're doing 7-leg parlays, this might be the worst year to do it. And also, don't follow LeBron's parlay pick. I heard a lot of people lost money following LeBron's parlay pick.
So I got one more. So you mentioned the Germany game. That game ain't looking all that bad as of right now.
As of right now.
As of right now, Andy Dalton chucking the way he's chucking and Malik Nabers looking like a superstar. That game might not be as bad as it was 2 weeks ago.
Or the time difference will really kick everybody into where they really was.
Especially Dalton, man. You know what? When you get up there, that's the one thing. I don't know if that time change is gonna screw with him a little bit more. You know, once you get into that late 30s, it
He
kind of
might.
messes with you a hell of a lot more.
Imagine watching that game and it just looks like the US debate from 4 years ago. Like,
Just Dalton versus Jones,
yeah.
just kind of staring off in this blank space, just nothing.
It might be a good game, or it could be a really bad game. Like, it might be one where you're kind of upset that you wake up early over here to watch that game. So
So either way, it's going to be extremely entertaining, is what you're
yeah,
telling me.
it's either really good or extremely bad, but that's a little bit down the line. This has
Oh.
been the 7K Pick Podcast. Once again, Nick, shout out. And
Shout out.
then shout out to Josh and Coach. We'll get them back on as soon as possible. And hope you guys enjoy your football week. And hopefully you guys win in fantasy. I'm putting those positive energy out there for you, because if you lose by 0.96 like I did, you might hold on to that for a whole week. So once again, this is the Fresh Take Network, and we are out. Peace.